Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Friday, June 27, 2025.
Trump and Pakistan's Army Chief discuss tensions with India. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Pakistan's Army Chief, Field Marshal Asim Munir, at the White House on October 4, 2025. This historic meeting was the first time a U.S. president spoke directly with Pakistan's military leader without civilian officials present. They addressed rising tensions between India and Pakistan, two nuclear-capable nations, following a deadly attack in Kashmir that killed 26 people. Heavy fighting had also flared up earlier that month. Trump and Munir discussed the possibility of a ceasefire and ways to strengthen U.S.-Pakistan ties. While Pakistan expressed gratitude for U.S. mediation, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi insisted that any ceasefire must come from direct military talks, rejecting third-party involvement. This meeting comes amid stronger U.S.-India relations, particularly concerning concerns about China's influence, but Trump's comments on mediation could complicate these ties, highlighting the tricky nature of diplomacy in South Asia.
Revolutionary biodegradable cooling film. Imagine if we could keep our buildings cool without using any power. Researchers from the University of South Australia and Zhengzhou University have created a groundbreaking biodegradable cooling film that can dramatically cut down on energy use in hot urban areas. This innovative film lowers surface temperatures by up to 9.2 degrees Celsius while reflecting nearly 99% of solar radiation. Made from plant-based polylactic acid, or PLA, it allows heat to escape outside, keeping buildings cooler than the surrounding air. Field tests in China and Australia show it outperforms earlier biodegradable materials, proving its strength against acid and ultraviolet light. This technology could reduce building energy use by up to 20%, offering an effective cooling solution that also benefits the environment. The findings were published in the journal Cell Reports Physical Science on June 26, 2025.
Revolutionizing rare earth recycling. Researchers at ETH Zurich in Switzerland have developed a groundbreaking method to recycle rare earth elements from electronic waste. This innovative approach aims to boost sustainable recycling and reduce our reliance on mining, as currently, less than 1% of these vital materials are recycled. Dr. Marie Perrin and Professor Dr. Victor Mogul have created a technique that enhances the solubility of these elements, making the recycling process more effective. This advancement aligns with the European Union's goal to increase recycling amid growing environmental concerns and global political issues. Under the Critical Raw Material Act, the EU plans to mine 10%, process 40%, and recycle 25% of its rare earth material needs by 2030. With China controlling about 70% of global mining and 85% of refining, this new technology could help the EU reduce its dependence on external sources. The next step involves partnering with industries to scale this technology for in-house recycling.
Palantir Technologies and Kentucky Nuclear Company join forces. Palantir Technologies is teaming up with a Kentucky-based nuclear company to create a groundbreaking artificial intelligence software system for building nuclear reactors. This exciting partnership aims to develop a nuclear operating system that will simplify the construction process and boost efficiency in plant development. With a surging interest in nuclear energy as a cleaner and more reliable power source compared to wind and solar, the nuclear company plans to invest $100 million over the next 5 years in this initiative. This collaboration follows executive orders from former U.S. President Donald Trump in May 2025, designed to enhance nuclear energy production by reducing regulatory hurdles. As U.S. power consumption is set to reach record highs in 2025 and 2026, driven by demand from data centers and cryptocurrency miners, the need for efficient energy sources like nuclear power has never been more urgent.
U.S. stock futures rise on Micron technology earnings. U.S. stock index futures climbed on June 26, 2025, as major indexes approached record highs. This rise was driven by strong earnings from Micron Technology, a top memory chipmaker based in Boise, Idaho, which expects quarterly revenue to exceed forecasts due to high demand for chips in artificial intelligence data centers. Investors are eagerly anticipating key economic data, including the final report on first quarter GDP and durable goods figures for May, along with initial jobless claims set for release at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq closed nearly 1% below their all-time highs, while Micron shares jumped 2.7% in pre-market trading, reflecting positive investor sentiment. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently emphasized a careful approach to interest rate cuts, sparking speculation about potential leadership changes. At the Federal Report suggests that President Donald Trump may announce a successor to Powell as early as September or October. Traders are currently pricing in about 63 basis points of interest rate cuts by the end of 2025, with a 70% chance of a 25 basis point cut happening in September.
Gregory May criticizes Hong Kong security law. Gregory May, the outgoing U.S. Consul General in Hong Kong, has condemned the government's use of its security law to jail democracy supporters, including media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Lai has spent over 1,500 days isolated since December 2020, facing serious charges of plotting and rebellion. May expressed deep concerns about a troubling trend of cross-border oppression, where Hong Kong authorities silence activists even outside their borders. He emphasized that the U.S. government is worried not just about Lai, but also about many others in prison for peacefully expressing their views. The security law, enacted in 2020 after pro-democracy protests, has raised significant human rights issues. During a U.S. Independence Day reception, May highlighted the importance of free speech and alarming actions against overseas activists. He noted that former President Donald Trump had previously voiced concerns about Lai's situation. Additionally, Hong Kong authorities have issued arrest warrants and offered bounties of 1 million Hong Kong dollars, about 127,000 U.S. dollars, for information on activists, reflecting ongoing conflicts between the U.S. and China over human rights.
Iran celebrates victory amid U.S. strikes. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, celebrated a significant victory for the nation following recent U.S. military strikes. In a powerful televised address, he claimed Iran dealt a major blow to Washington and emerged triumphant from the conflict. This announcement coincided with the Iranian parliament's decision to halt cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, which will severely limit monitoring of Iran's nuclear activities. With 223 lawmakers in favor and only one abstention, Khamenei's remarks came after 8 days of silence about the U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. He dismissed U.S. President Donald Trump's claims that Iran's nuclear sites were destroyed, labeling them as exaggerated. The IAEA has raised serious concerns about Iran's nuclear program, with Director Rafael Grossi emphasizing the need for access to Iran's facilities. However, the new legislation means IAEA inspectors will face significant hurdles, requiring approval from Iran's Supreme National Security Council for any inspections. These developments raise urgent questions about regional security and the future of international relations.
U.S. economy faces challenges in early 2025. The U.S. economy experienced a sharp decline of 0.5% in the first quarter of 2025, revised from an earlier estimate of 0.2%. This downturn is largely due to a significant slowdown in consumer spending, which grew by just 0.5%, down from 1.2%. In the previous quarter, the economy had expanded by 2.4%. Domestic demand growth for Q1 2025 is now at 1.9%, a drop from the earlier estimate of 2.5%. Businesses rushed to import goods before tariffs from the Trump administration took effect, temporarily boosting consumer spending, especially in motor vehicles. However, that effect has faded. The Atlanta Federal Reserve predicts a GDP rebound of 3.4% for the second quarter of 2025, but economists warn that this rebound may not indicate overall economic strength due to ongoing trade complexities. Lou Crandall, chief economist at Wrightson ICAP, highlighted that companies' efforts to avoid tariffs have complicated the economic landscape. Meanwhile, corporate profits fell by $90.6 billion, despite an upward revision of $27.5 billion in income growth.
Senate Republicans face internal strife over Trump's tax bill. Senate Republicans are embroiled in a heated debate over President Donald Trump's proposed tax cut and spending bill after Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough ruled that certain Medicaid provisions don't meet the rules for passing budget bills. This decision has sparked frustration among some senators, particularly Tommy Tuberville from Alabama and Roger Marshall from Kansas, who are calling for McDonough's firing. In contrast, Senate Minority Leader John Thune emphasizes the need to respect her guidance. The tax bill, projected to cost around $3 trillion, has revealed deep divisions within the Republican Party. Some members are pushing for significant cuts to social programs like Medicaid, while others warn that these cuts could threaten their slim majorities in the upcoming 2026 midterm elections. This ongoing struggle highlights the tension between fiscal responsibility and the political realities facing the party.
Kraken launches Croc, game changer in payments. On June 26, 2025, Kraken unveiled its exciting new peer-to-peer payments app, Croc. This innovative app lets users send and receive money in both cryptocurrency and traditional cash across more than 100 countries. With Croc, Kraken is stepping beyond digital asset trading to compete with popular platforms like PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. Croc supports transactions with over 300 different assets, showcasing its flexibility. By leveraging blockchain technology for secure cryptocurrency transfers, Croc simplifies international transactions without the need for traditional banks. Arjun Sethi, co-CEO of Kraken, emphasized the company's dedication to building a strong money-to-transfer system, positioning Kraken to navigate the complexities of global payments effectively. The launch of Croc highlights the growing trend toward digital payments and cryptocurrency adoption. How will Croc change the way you think about payments?
Norwegian ministers push for stronger online child protection. Norwegian ministers Carian Tung and Lena Vaxlid recently met with tech giants like Google, Meta, TikTok, and Snapchat in Lillestrøm, Norway. This meeting took place during the United Nations Internet Governance Forum, which focused on improving digital safety. The ministers highlighted the urgent need for these companies to enhance online protection for children. A report revealed that nearly 1 in 4 surveyed children received unwanted sexual comments, and about 1 in 3 received nude photos. In response, the Norwegian government is drafting new laws to raise the minimum age for social media use from 13 to 15, and to increase the age for parental consent regarding children's data. These proposals will soon seek public feedback. The event attracted over 800 in-person participants and more than 8,000 online attendees, showcasing global concern for child safety. Norway's proactive approach reflects a growing recognition of the need for stronger regulations to protect vulnerable users, especially children.
Kashkari discusses inflation and tariffs in Montana. Neil Kashkari, president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank, spoke to the Montana Chamber of Commerce in Helena on June 27, 2025. He described recent inflation data as encouraging, but warned that the impact of tariffs might only be postponed, not eliminated. Kashkari stressed the need for careful handling of monetary policy, urging businesses to take it slow until they have a clearer picture of tariff-related inflation. Many companies are hesitant to raise prices due to uncertainty about future tariffs, fearing they might lose customers if tariffs are lowered. He also pointed out that businesses often find ways around tariffs, which could lessen their overall impact on inflation. This conversation highlighted the cloud of economic uncertainty that continues to hang over trade negotiations.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.